The Lord be with you.
With your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to Jesus speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to Jesus and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." Jesus said in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need for only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." Sisters and brothers, the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A Jewish friend of mine always refers to me as someone who keeps what he would say the LA Times and the Bible next to me at all times. Not necessarily the LA Times, but the contact with the rest of the world, whether it's a phone, the internet, a newspaper, if you're just chasing and seeing if there's any Pokemon in the room here, or the Word of God. Taking our human experience, our lives, and how to connect it with this holy word of God from the scriptures. The scripture tonight, Jesus especially, focuses on a story with Martha and Mary. And Martha is doing all these wonderful things, and Mary is just sitting there, apparently, hearing Jesus' kind and wonderful words. One of the questions I would ask us tonight is, who do we tend to identify with? Martha, who does all the wonderful and important things, or Mary, who kind of sits back and reflects? When we bring on chaplains at our hospital, both our students and our staff, I make sure that we walk them through the Myers-Briggs experience. And part of the Myers-Briggs personality test is not to say someone is right or wrong, it's to identify where does our core being, our spirit, our natural thinking move us to. And two of those are introvert and extrovert, and we would probably say that Martha was the extrovert and Mary was the introvert. So I just invite you to think about, as you think about your relationship, if you're in a married relationship, if you're a parent, if you're a child, if you go to school, if you're working, do you find your energy coming from a reflective place? And when someone asks you something, you need a little more time to think about your response? Or do you find your energy coming with other people? And when there's a moment of silence, you're the one that puts your hand up and answer real quickly. The Martha and Mary biblical story is not for us to cheer for one side or another. It is not a test whether we're Democrats or Republican. It's not a test whether we're legal or illegal. It's not a test of right or wrong. It's a test to say, where does our gifts, the way God made you and I, where do we get energy? Where do we find the spirit? Where do we move out of? Now, we're going to have some wonderful young people that are going to Washington. We've had people from the parish go to Haiti and other wonderful places. And a very strong introvert probably would not be the one that would say, "I'll go and help." They might be part of that, but they're going to think about it a while. We're going to have young people gathering in Poland in the next few days as the Holy Father gathers the world for Youth World Youth Day. probably the first people are the ones that are holding their hands up, but probably a good youth minister, a young adult minister would say, thank you, Joe, but maybe Martha in the back might be a good person to go to represent it. And Martha didn't think about it, but someone calls her forth. Someone calls you forth. All of that personality stuff is simply to say, how do we respond? How do we act out the gospel of Jesus Christ in your life and in my life? Both are good. Both have struggles and downsides, and both have blessings. So here, Jesus, the great preacher, not a candidate for president or pope or anything like that, but the community knew that he was a great prophet. Some of them were beginning to believe that maybe he was something greater. And so he says in that context, you have invited me as a guest, and Martha, it's really great that you've been working on all the several dishes for the meal and making sure the windows are cleaned and all that, but you did invite me as a guest, and Mary has spent some time with me. He wasn't judging one or the other. He was affirming that the guest has arrived and we need to spend time with the guest. How many people have ever invited people over to dinner and you've trained your children and everyone gathers and maybe it's a relative from out of state and your young person is watching television or playing on their phone and it's like, but Grandpa came all the way from out of state. Well, I still want to keep up with my friends and I don't want to lose contact with this or that. Somehow we miss the presence in front of us. So Jesus invites us into the presence in front of us. I would not think it would be responsible for me as a preacher to not hear these scriptures in the context of what we've been experiencing in the last several days. From the shootings on the streets that were experienced primarily in the context of people of color, and then the tragic slaughter of police officers just a few days later in Dallas, and then the tragedy of someone that takes a large truck and plows it into crowds of people in Paris, and then the tragedy of more targeting of police officers this morning. And we could be pulled in the midst of these tragedies to either one or the other. And we could say, well, because of all this death, forget the Bible. We don't need to trust that. What is our wisdom of the world telling us? Well, let's just all kill those people or put these people in prison, or the tragedy that's happened in Turkey in the midst of all that, and the fact that there was not a coup. There's the reality that several hundred people have now been captured, and it's very possible that we're going to witness all of them being executed. And we're going to have to struggle with that image in the next few days. So I invite us to be in the midst of that struggle, the Word of God and the reality of our world, our lives, our homes, our struggles of where to go on vacation, or who's not wanting to go with us this year, or who's down the street that's allowing us to talk to their children, all the gossips and stuff in our neighborhoods, all those human stories. Where do we connect the two? And Martha and Mary is not about saying one is better than the other. Jesus came to both of their house. Jesus liked to hang out with these people. Jesus, as far as we know, the Bible stops the story, had a meal with both of them. He didn't say, out of the room, Martha. I just got to hang out with Mary here. As far as we know, he stayed with both of them. And he loved both of them. And apparently in Scripture, he hung out there on a regular basis on his day off. They were friends that he could trust with. So the story is not one or the other. It's about both. As we struggle with these terrible killings of officers and first responders, we need to realize that we need to be one with all of our first responders who put their lives out there for us, whether it's firemen or police officers or people in the hospitals or all those people who walk away from our homes and say, we hope to see you later. And that's the hope, but there's always this fear that something might happen. And there's also the story of those who feel that just because of their color of their skin or because of their economic status, that sometimes people judge them and make a decision about them, either because they just don't look like you or I or someone else. They don't worship in the same place of worship. In this reality, we're going to be confronted over the next 2 weeks with what we call our political conventions. And the reality of political conventions always brings up very strong statements. That's how they like on all sides. And the reality of it, can we be pulled into this one or the other? And somehow Jesus is inviting us into both, to be listening and attentive to both, to be open to that activist that says our people are being hurt. They're actually being killed, and we now have them on videotape. And what are we going to do about that? And we have to hear the families of those who don't have their husbands or daughters and sisters because they were the first responders that went to a place to help and someone decided to kill them. We also struggle with, we want to kind of pigeonhole these people, and sadly in so many of these cases these are not of that person, so we can just box them up. They belong to that church, or they come from this country, or they... But sadly, some of these are our own who we celebrated when they served our country as first responders. And now with mental struggle, addictive problems, they act out in these terrible ways. The shadow side of our experience. So tonight, I invite us not to close the Bible because we don't want to be confronted by Jesus' wisdom and struggles and challenge, nor do we want to turn off the world and say, I don't want to hear any of that. But how do I listen to both? How do I bring prayer and reflection into this connection with the world? And how do I bring into this world the mercy and the hope, the redemption, the joy, the hope of Jesus? How do I allow Jesus' affirmation of Mary and Martha to be in my life, in my own personality struggles of who I am and who I want to be and who I think God is calling me to be? How do I bring God into that conversation in our spirit? It's real easy for us to take sides, one or the other. The struggle is that we're all part of the human family. We saw that most graphically a few days ago as the funerals were happening for the police officers that were killed in Dallas. In the midst of that, the parents of the one who perpetrated this terrible crime, this act of aggression, the parents were grieving. And I'm sure they're in some church this weekend where they grieve also, because their loved one who once served this country, something happened. And then the mystery of our faith, God invites us to that struggle of Martha and Mary, the both and. The service that we need to provide for our family and the service that we send some of our families off to be missionaries to another part of our world, to say God is hope, God is love, God is with us. We could keep all of our young people here, but there's a gift when we share that. There's a gift that when we send our first responders off to be doctors and nurses and social workers and chaplains, all those first responders, They want to do this. They want to serve. That's what their spirit tells them, how they bring the Martha and Mary together in their lives. So when we continue our liturgy, I just invite us into that place of struggle, the Martha and the Mary. It's a part of all of us. It's a part of us individually. It's a part of us as church. It's a part of us as citizens of this world, as part of humanity. We can easily, in the midst of all this turmoil, either just go into a cocoon and don't want to hear anything else, or we can go out in the street and become so angry we can become violent. Both of those don't help us. It's in between. Do we take these things into prayer? Do we journey with those in joyful things and in sorrowful things in prayer? Do we celebrate when we pray the blessing over our young people today as they go forth? Do we allow us to give our hearts to them so that as they serve those in need, they are taking us with them? As we see those young people in a few days, after hours and years of working to perfect a 40 or 50 or 90 second routine in the Olympics to just prove that our human nature is amazing. Our skills are just bountiful. The energy and the precision of those people just not only challenge the rest of us to do more exercise, but it also says that there is something that we can all be greater about. Martha and Mary. May we remember them as we go about our week. Where do I sit in that extrovert or introvert perspective? How does that affect my relationships at home, my relationships with God, and especially in this time, with our world in such a fragile place, how does that affect my interaction with the world? May we be open to that great gift that Jesus gives us. Martha and Mary, not one or the other, but both. Amen. Amen. And so in that context,